From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Just one in five victims of Typhoon Haiyan in the Philippines has received any assistance. That's according to one local government estimate. And that means Filipinos along the country's eastern seaboard, who survived the storm's deadly winds and surge, are now struggling to survive without food or clean water. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from the devastated city of Tacloban about how people there and their government are coping.
U.S. Marine Osprey planes with their tilting propellers today joined the procession of mostly military aircraft delivering aid workers and supplies to Tacloban. Acting U.S. Ambassador to the Philippines Brian Goldbeck met with local officials and watched the planes unload American supplies. He was asked about the delays in distributing the aid. He replied,
"Well, you know, our job is to get it here. We're confident that the Philippine government will be able to distribute and disperse it as it arrives. All of these things take time. The first part is assessment to know what the damage is, what's needed, and where. I think the government has finished that, and now you're starting to see a much larger scale flow of things."
Texon Lim is the deputy of the mayor of Tacloban. He was at the airport coordinating relief efforts. He blames the delay in part on the breakdown of law and order. He notes that several food warehouses were looted and emptied of food before it could be distributed.
It took time for the police and the army to come here to secure these warehouses, these food warehouses. Even before the army could secure these areas, they were already looted.
Law enforcement authorities say they now have the situation under control. Carmelo Espina Valmoria is director of the Philippine National Police Special Action Force, an elite counterterrorism and search and rescue unit. He has 600 men in Tacloban.
"We have already restored the peace and order with the arrival of the police, which started last Sunday, because we have to augment the local police, considering that most of them were also victims of the onslaught of typhoon."
Meanwhile, crowds of desperate, hungry survivors are still camped out in squalid conditions in and around the airport. They push up against the airport's gates and fences, hoping to get on a plane out of Tacloban. One of the people helping out is Amado Guerrero Sanyo, or AG for short. He's a long-haired painter and photographer from Manila. He says he was in Tacloban just to visit a friend when the typhoon struck. Sanyo says his friend and his wife died in the typhoon and their child is missing.
"It's terrible. I mean, at least I got to see him the last time, but next time I come here, he won't be here anymore." So,
after that, AG volunteered to help gather up the many corpses which lay strewn around Tacloban after the typhoon.
"Probably you have deeper feelings inside about what's happened."
"Definitely have a lot of feelings going on inside me, but since day one, I found myself volunteering for the retrieval of the dead body, so I couldn't focus on anything else but the job of looking at and carrying dead bodies, especially children. So only probably last night when I started to feel those emotions, the feeling of wanting to get out of here, to go back home, to see my family again."
Sanyo blames climate change for this disaster, and he has a personal connection to the issue. His brother is Nadirev Sanyo, the Philippines negotiator at climate talks going on in Warsaw. Sanyo says he's proud that his brother has gone on a hunger strike to press for meaningful progress on the issue. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tacloban.